Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. It's Thursday, and every Thursday we welcome SDPB's Kevin Wooster. You can find his blog on the other hand at sdpb.org/Wooster. You can find him here on the program every week. Kevin, welcome back.
It's great to be back. Hey, I'm down at the bureau today, but apparently just walking in, I shorted out all the equipment, so now they're trying to fix the damage I've done so far.
That's what happened. I was starting to wonder there, yeah. But you can stand in the space and use your cell phone. We have more than one technology, huh?
We're good. We're good.
All right. So I'm looking at this really touching and inspiring story of Sue and Dick Brown. I remember them from Sioux Falls.
Yes. Yes. Well, they're quite a pair. You know, they've been involved in just about everything that Sioux Falls has to offer in terms of community and civic organizations and arts and entertainment. And, you know, they're two of the people that I always think, how do they find the energy for that? How do they find the drive for that? And they just do. And so they ended up out here, and they ended up in a new job, and they ended up in a job that was really perfectly for both of them. They applied for the same job and split it, which I thought was wonderful.
Why did they move out west? They're retired and then moved and then came out of retirement?
Yeah, they thought, I think they're both 72, and that this was 9 years ago. They came out and they thought, well, it's about time to retire. And they found this wonderful place out near Custer. Their daughter-in-law, Joy Falkenberg, who's a doctor down in the Custer area, found them this place to look at. And as I tell in the story, when they showed up, the ducks flew over. It's a beautiful place in the country. It's off Rocky Road in the forest and meadows around it, deer and elk. And it's a really great place. And they had a look at that, and Sue saw the ducks flying and land on the pond next to the house, and Dick looked at her, and she cried, and he said, this is it. And the reason, though, that apart from all the beautiful scenery, was grandkids and their son Matt and daughter-in-law Joy, and they had two kids, and they had a third on the way, and Dick and Sue wanted to be here with the grandkids. And they were going to just take life easy and fish in the pond until this option with the South Dakota Fish and Wildlife or Parks and Wildlife Foundation came open, and boy, that was just a perfect opportunity for those two.
The answer to so many questions is grandkids, right? How many questions could have that answer for you personally?
What more do you need to say? Exactly.
And this is also a challenging time in their lives, or it would be for most people. Well, it is. It's challenging. Because Sue is sick.
It is, yeah. And it was a few months ago that I got a group email from Sue announcing to people that she knew and the people that cared about her, and that she had had metastatic breast cancer and that she was really beyond treatment at that point. And, you know, she said at that point she was symptom-free. She was very direct, but that at some point, and she bent down, she's a very methodical, pragmatic, you know, person, and that's the way she operates, and we can talk in a little bit about how different that is from the way her husband operates. And so she just went down the list of things she's likely to face at some point during this, and it was almost clinical, and she was saying, but now I feel great, and I'm doing all this, and we have so much to do, and we're busy, and so she went and she outlined this, and now she is, you know, part of the reason I went down there was, of course, to celebrate their lives and to give them their recognition they deserve for all they've done all across the state and all they've done with the foundation and projects from the Mickelson Trail and bridges and the connector link on the trail from Mickelson to the Mount Rushmore and the outdoor campus west and Blood Run State Park over in the east. And, you know, they've just been involved in so much. But part of it, too, was to talk to her about where she is and talk to Dick about where they are. And as I relate in the story, when you walk in there and you're always a little nervous when somebody's in that, has received that kind of a diagnosis. But you walk in there and Dick met me with the lab out front, two labs, I guess. And you walk in and as I relate in the story, there's nothing of gloom in that house. It's all about life. And we talk in there interesting about the way she's approaching her life as it gets shorter and shorter.
How did they meet?
Pardon?
How did they meet? Yes. Tell me how they got together. It's such a great story.
Yeah, and she's from Illinois, and she's from the same town in Illinois that a grand political science professor that's well known to all the people my age and many years younger, Doc Farber, who was down at USD, was from the same town. And so he met Dick, who's from Del Rapids, Dick Brown, at USD. In fact, they became very close. He was a student, and Doc was a mentor of his, as he was of many people. And I talk about some of the people in the book, you know, Tom Brokaw and Bill Janklow and Larry Pressler and some of those folks, Pat O'Brien, he worked with Sue's mom to set up this date. And as Dick says in the book, or in the story, I took the date because I needed a date, you know. So it was, and Sue, it's funny because she's in there. She's doing needlepoint while he's bouncing around the room as he does. He's just full of energy. He's like a 12-year-old and a 72-year-old body, and he's all over the place. And she just kind of watches him go by and keeps doing what she's doing and kind of smiles. And when he made the joke about needing a date, she said, "Based on what I hear, I think that was pretty true." And never looks up from the needlepoint. But they met through that, and you know, it was one of those things. As things do, it clicked, and boy, it's been clicking ever since. You know, 52 years they've known each other, more than 50 years they've been married. And
she
Go ahead.
She sees knowing her future as a gift, as an opportunity.
She does, and she's doing a lot of reading on this and a lot of listening to books on tape on this, and she gets help from her daughter-in-law, you know, a doctor, and who Joy says is one of the best counselors on death and dying. I think she called her one of the best end-of-life counselors she's encountered. Mm. And she talks about that this can be something. Knowing you're going to die is a gift if you want to use it as a gift. And it's, you know, it's like she and I talked about when my mother almost died, when my mom was 81 and had a terrible heart attack and we thought she was gone. And when we're waiting in the hospital for her to live or not, I thought about all the times I'd driven by Al's Oasis when I saw her car out there and I was going by in the interstate because it was always out at Al's Oasis, rushing from one store to the other and didn't stop. And she lived, and then I had 5 years to stop, to make sure that I stopped in those situations. And that's what Sue's talking about, that she has knows that she will stop at a grandkids event. She will stop at a moment in the forest that's beautiful. She will absorb things that maybe she wouldn't have taken the time to absorb before. She will say things. She's making gifts for her kids and grandkids with her hands, with her love. She's making a family cookbook. She's doing needlepoint. She's making quilts. And she's leaving. You know, she talks about now a person with a terminal diagnosis, and who knows how long that takes, talks about now still being in a legacy-building portion of her life. She feels like every day she's continuing to build her legacy. And she says, "Dick has more time to build his than I do mine, but I'm building my legacy."
And this column, on the other hand, is just a small part of helping turn people's heads towards that legacy as well. Kevin Wooster, incredible, incredible story.
They have an incredible story. I was lucky to tell it.
Thank you so much for being here. You can find Kevin's blog, On the Other Hand, at sdpb.org/Wooster. Kevin, thanks so much. We'll see you next time.
We will.